Everybody Googles everything, especially potential customers or employers, and a business or personal online reputation can make or break you. If negative search results or reviews are impacting you, Webmax is here to help. Our proven process restores your online reputation quickly and effectively, and it matters. Don't let negative results control your narrative. Visit GoWebmax.com and fill out a brief confidential form to see how we can help. Remember, if you aren't paying attention to your online reputation, someone else is. GoWebmax.com.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast. My name is Mike Brown. Jeremy has the night off this evening. We're here to talk about the abysmal, worst team in the NBA, the Houston Rockets. Rockets lose again tonight, 113-99. Rockets have now lost what feels like 612 games in a row. I kid. They've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games in a row now. Make sure I have that right. Raptors, Thunder, Kings, four, Heat, 5, 76, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So, Rockets have lost 11 games in a row, dropped their record to 13-49. Rockets' next game is on Saturday against the San Antonio Spurs. So, perhaps they actually play San Antonio back-to-back games, back-to-back days, Saturday, Sunday. Rockets off, thank God. Until then, let me see here. Where are the Rockets standings-wise? Pistons have 15 wins. The Rockets have 13 wins. San Antonio has 15 wins. So between the Pistons, the Spurs, and the Rockets are the worst team by two games now. So I guess big swift in momentum to in the standings, I guess, this weekend. What's so funny to me, Rockets fans, and if you're in the room, first of all, thank you. thank you all so much for joining me tonight. Why you guys decide to do that, I don't know, genuinely. I mean, this team, I mean, I'm watching the game tonight. The Rockets look good in the first half. You know, they're only down by three at halftime and then get blown out by, what was it, 16 in the second quarter, I want to say. Let me see here. What were they down? They were down. They got outscored by 14 in the third quarter. Outscored the Grizzlies by three in the fourth. Do I think that the Grizzlies are going to beat, or I should say this, do I think that the Grizzlies are going to come out of the West? I don't think so. I think they're a Western Conference Finals team against Phoenix. Are they better than Phoenix? No. Can they beat Phoenix? If Phoenix is firing on all cylinders with Chris Paul and Booker and Ayton and Kevin Durant, I don't know if there's a team in the league that could beat Phoenix, including in the East. I mean, I watched Boston play tonight. I think Boston can be had. I think Milwaukee can be had too. I would not count out Philadelphia there either. Fun fact, the team with the worst record has never won the lottery since it was recently changed a couple of years ago. It's so funny because I'm thinking the same thing, man. And I've said this jokingly on the show, but I do mean this genuinely at this point. I hope the Rockets don't get one of the first two picks. I don't. I honestly don't. Because, and people who are going to listen to this show tomorrow and beyond, thank you. But anyone who's known me over the last 3 years, it's funny because I started, and I'm a Rockets fan. Till the day I die, I will be a Rockets fan. But ever since doing this show with Jeremy, who I've loved doing this show with, we're now almost 450 episodes, not 450. I think tonight will be 415. I've become so jaded as a Rockets fan because of the job that Tillman Fertitta has done. He's ruined the Rockets franchise for me. Well, Michael, that seems kind of excessive, don't you think? No, it's not. It really isn't. Because watching the game tonight, you just have this, not you, I have this feeling I don't like watching Rockets basketball anymore. Not this team. Not this collection of guys. Not with what the Rockets fan base has become, especially on social media. And you know what? Rockets social media, the Rockets fan, the Rockets organization doesn't give a rip about you guys, about us. They don't care. They're going to do what's best for their bottom line and what their crappy, cheap-ass owner wants to do. You watch this team, and people who are so shocked about the way that this team performs, no, you're not. You guys wanted this. This is what y'all wanted. You wanted to suck. You guys thought it'd be fun to suck. Oh, we'll be the team that we're going to tank for Victor. What happens when you don't get him? What happens when you don't, when the Rockets don't get Victor Wembanyama and you get Scoot Henderson or you get Amen Thompson? What are you going to do then? And you're going to look. And I see all of the articles out there about James Harden wanting to come back to Houston, which I would welcome him back in 5 milliseconds because this right now is miserable. This is miserable basketball. There's no semblance of an offense with the Rockets. There's none of that. I'm so disgusted with the Rockets franchise as a whole over the last, really the last 2 years, you could say, because they don't, they have one goal. Your drunk ass owner was, that's the last time I'll curse tonight. Your drunk owner in Galveston, Texas this past week during Mardi Gras said, oh, let's pray for Victor because you don't have a plan. There is no plan. There's no plan in place to give the Rockets fan base a watchable product. You guys think this is a watchable product? Memphis could have beat this team by 70 points tonight if they really wanted to in the second half. They dominated that second half. They were toying with the Rockets in the first half. The way I see it, I could be wrong. But I want to get to a tweet from earlier tonight. And this, y'all, is something that, and this is from 9 hours ago, right? And it had a little bit of run on Twitter. And this is from an individual that has been on the show before. This Twitter profile says, it's incredibly bad how the NBA doesn't really celebrate anything but rings. Well, that's the first part, okay? What else is there? And Sean makes a great point in the chat. To be honest, Tillman is a college booster masquerading as an NBA owner. Well, now he wants to be an NFL owner because he's offering $5.5 billion for the Washington Commanders. Getting back to this tweet, it's incredibly bad how the NBA doesn't really celebrate anything but rings. What else do you want to celebrate? is my question. And this is another testament to how soft being a sports fan has become. Because it's true. And if you're in the room right now, if you want to come up on stage, literally hit that request to speak button. I'll bring you up on stage and we can have a talk about this. Because I'll talk about this until the end of time. The only thing that matters is winning. You will never, ever. And if you're listening to the show today, tomorrow, whenever, you want to tweet me at Mike Brown underscore 2020. I invite anybody on our shows. We go live after every single game. You disagree with one of my takes, Jeremy's takes, come talk about it. The only thing that matters, honestly, in life and in sport is winning. You know who says anything different? Losers say that. Is that harsh? Yeah. You have a job. What is your job? Your job is to be the best at your job. Why are you going to work? If you're playing sports, you go out and you try and lose? I don't get it. That, literally, this statement, it's incredibly bad how the NBA doesn't really celebrate anything but rings. Well, what else do you want to celebrate? You think the Rockets are going out every single night? The players, not the organization. Because the organization has done such a disservice to guys like Jabari and Tari and Ty Ty and Alperin and Jayshon and all of our guys. They're setting this team up for failure. This team as a whole is not good. They're not roster-wise, top to bottom. They're about as bad as you're going to find in the NBA. It's either us or San Antonio or Detroit. The Rockets are one of the three worst rosters in the league. Again, I ask you, and in life, and in sport, what else matters truly but winning? You can miss me with, you know, it's important to develop your guys. Yeah, it's important to develop them so you can win. Sean says there are teams and players I finally remember, even though they didn't win a title. But yeah, you can only celebrate titles. Yeah. I'm semi-hated in Rockets Twitter land because of a tweet that I put out about a year ago that is Yao Ming closer to a bum or a legend? Legends, in my eyes, are saved for guys that and women that win. Win. Rockets fans are so – it's been so long, I know, because it's been 3 years since we've had a winning culture. Miss me with, well, this guy's getting better. You know, he's shooting 45% when he's, you know, not being guarded within 2.5 feet at the angle, you know, going on one side of the court versus the other. Those are BS stats that I don't care about. I just don't. I'm not an analytics guy. I'm not complicated as one of the two hosts of the Dream Take podcast for the SB Nation's The Dream Shake. I care about winning, folks.
This is advertiser content brought to you by Frito-Lay.
Hello, I'm Chip Murphy, here to get you ready for the big tournament. Tonight we break down who will be cutting. Cut! What are you two doing?
Sorry, Chip. Prez here got his feathers ruffled when I told him Ruffles has zero chance of winning the title.
And I was letting Dip know that she is not taking into account Ruffles' iconic ridges.
Guys, it's March. We have to start talking about the tournament.
We are. It is the 2023 Frito-Lay Snack-It.
We're talking about big-time matchups between Cheetos, Smartfood, Lay's, Sun Chips, and more.
Just head to the Frito-Lay Snack Bracket and vote for your favorite chip, pretzel, or dip for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks.
This sounds great. Keep up the good work.
Just go to Frito-LaySnackIt.SBNation.com. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 4-3-2023. Void where prohibited. Here's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at Frito-LaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
It's the only thing that I care about when it comes to this team, when it comes to the other teams that I support. The Dolphins, the Cougars, the Astros. You know why? If you're an Astros fan, you don't apologize to anybody for anything because you let your rings do the talking. The Rockets have been, thus far this season, an embarrassment to their fan base. They have been an embarrassment to NBA circles. You know, there's guys like Kendrick Perkins and guys like J.J. Redick. And a lot of the guys, you know what? Those are guys half the time that are filled with hot air that I could care less about. But them saying that the Rockets are an embarrassment to the league, Brian Windhorst, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. And I'm not going to come up here and I'm not going to, you know, come up with some BS, you know, topic to divert the attention away from what's going on. I'm not going to come up here and give you guys some, you know, puff piece about, let's talk about the 10 best Rockets teams of the last 25 years. No, because it's important to keep the focus on the absolute garbage decisions that the Rockets have been making the last handful of years. Sean says, been over 25 years since this franchise won a title. They've only been to three conference finals since. At what point do we stop calling the Rockets a winning franchise and admit we way oversell ourselves? It's not a bad point, Sean. Now, do I think the Rockets are a poverty franchise? No, I don't believe that for 5 seconds. This team is not a poverty franchise. For a multitude of reasons. Number one, no state income tax. Okay. Guys love living in the city of Houston in the offseason. So you can attract stars to come here. You have the assets to acquire one of these stars. But the problem is, and I was clamoring for a guy like De'Aaron Fox last year. Rockets waited too long on that type of move. Now, maybe they tried to get De'Aaron Fox and it didn't work out. I'm going to assume that they didn't because this front office has given me no indication that I should trust them. What have they done since Raphael Stone took over as GM? I'll give him Tari Eason. I think Tari Eason's a stud. Tari Eason tonight, he had 10.7 rebounds. He's only a minus one in 25 minutes. Now, a decent chunk of those minutes he played in the fourth quarter against the Grizzlies backups. But the tape don't lie when it comes to Tari Eason. Tari Eason is a bona fide stud. Jabari had another tough night tonight. 4 points. He had 6 rebounds. He was a minus 16 when he was on the floor. I get why people are going after him. I get it. You know, I said it on, well, God, last night's show, Sunday night show, they've all started to blend the last couple of days. I asked, who would you rather have at number three? Jabari's still my pick. Jaden Ivey would have been a guy that I would have entertained at three. I forgot about Jaden Ivey. So, you know, going back to that point, Jaden would have been a guy that I would have taken a look at. I still like Jabari. I went back and forth with a guy tonight on Twitter at the Dream Take that one thing for me is that I defend a guy like Jabari. He's playing with the worst head coach in the league and no real point guard getting real minutes on a nightly basis. He needs a point guard. He needs a facilitator of the offense to be successful. That's okay. There's a lot of guys in the league that need that. But people are really ready to get rid of Jabari, move on from Jabari? Are you stupid? A guy who's 6'10", that can defend, he can rebound, he's tough. He at least shows some heart night in and night out. I'm not going to say that Kevin Porter Jr. has been dogging it the last couple months with his injury. I'm not going to say that. That's not fair to him. But at least Jabari is willing his way through some injuries to try and get some games. He's got to get some credit for that. Now, thankfully, Rockets fans, you know, we're 20 games left in the season. Thank God. You know, because this offseason is everything. You cannot understate what this offseason is for this Rockets franchise as a whole. Victor Wembanyama is a franchise-altering type of prospect. You know, do you end up with Victor Wembanyama and James Harden next offseason? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. There's a lot of varying factors for the Rockets this offseason. And if you're a fan like I am, you have to feel uneasy about this offseason because everything is out of your hands. When Daryl Morey acquired James Harden, he didn't allow the fates to decide the direction of his franchise. When I say his franchise, he was the GM at that point. He didn't allow the fates to see if an all-star caliber guy, you know, got to free agency and then got, you know, chose the Rockets in free agency. He identified a guy in James Harden that he wanted to hitch his wagon to. And he went and he got him. Now, the Rockets' plan of being this bad works out if the ping pong balls go their way this offseason. But 2 years in a row, now, 2 years in a row, let me finish my thought, and then, you know, we'll get to the final thought, which is 2 years in a row, they've been the worst team in the league, and they have not ended up with that number one pick. If I gave every Rockets fan who listens to this show truth serum, do you honestly trust that the ping pong balls fall our way again this offseason in the lottery? Sean says, Rockets don't have the picks to compete in the trade market this offseason. I wouldn't be surprised if Jabari and others are packaged with picks to get an established star in a trade. Okay, great thought. Who's that guy? Look around the league right now. Give me a viable name. Don't say Durant. Don't say LeBron. Give me a guy that conceivably will be on the table this offseason that you could make that trade for. Who is it? Because when you start looking around the league, okay, look at Boston. Boston doesn't have a guy in that department. They're not giving up Brown or Tatum. You know, the Nets are interesting when you start talking about Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges. But those guys are free agents. You know, you're going to have to go out. I'd have to take a closer look at that. Philadelphia, James Harden on the table is a free agent. Toronto's got some nice guys. Sean says LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball is an interesting name. I'll give you that. That's a bona fide name that I would take a look at. You know, Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine doesn't make my shorts fall off. Cleveland's not giving up their pieces. Detroit neither. In the East, again, OG Anunoby, nice name in Toronto, but he didn't make it happen for me. You know what I mean? I like those two names, Sean, so I appreciate those. You start looking around the league, and it's like, you know, the James Harden type of names just aren't there. But again, it comes down to this offseason for me. Ping pong balls, they fall our way. Then the Rockets front office gets all the credit. And what do they do from there with all that money? And you're going to end up with Vic. You're going to have a lot of pieces on this team. You're going to have Jalen Green. You're going to have KPJ sign. You're still going to have Tate. You have KJ. What do the Rockets mold the rest of their roster to be if and when they hopefully land those ping pong balls? But I think this is a decent place to park the rocket ship for tonight. Thank you all so much for joining me here on Spotify Live. Once again, Rockets lose 113-99. Their record drops to 13-49 on the season. We'll be back with you live on Saturday night. and Sunday as the Rockets take on the Spurs in both of those games. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Dream Take at the Dream Take. Follow the Dream Shake at Dream Shake SBN. Follow my co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. Follow me at Mike Brown underscore 2020. If you're on Facebook, search the Dream Shake. Give us a like there. Finally, head on over to thedreamshake.com for all things Houston Rockets all the time. We'll talk with you on Saturday, folks. And until next time, go Rockets.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There are a lot of people fighting to make the world more just today, but a lot of work remains. That's why Macy's Inc. has doubled down on their commitment to create positive societal change through Mission Everyone, an enterprise-wide social purpose platform. Mission Everyone dedicates $5 billion of the company's spend through 2025, directed towards the partners, products, people, and programs that help create a more equitable and sustainable future. To learn more about how Macy's Inc. is supporting a brighter future with bold representation for all, check out Macy's.com/purpose.